Right now, it's our pleasure to welcome two guests from Scouting America. And I'm going to begin by just asking each of you to introduce yourselves. Maybe let us know how old you are, where you go to school. If you have any shout outs or thank yous, this is the perfect time to do that. And Ellie, why don't we start with you?
Hi, I'm Ellie. I'm from Hopewell Area School District. I'm from the high school. I just turned 15 on Monday. And I also just became an Eagle Scout, got my ceremony last Sunday.
Congratulations.
Hi, I'm Shane. I go to Fox Chapel Area High School, and I'm 16.
And any shout-outs either of you want to make to anybody? I know Ellie, I think your mom is here today.
Yeah, my mom is here today.
And Shane, who's here with you today?
My mom, my dad, and then my sister is here.
Excellent. And Terry is here. There she is, Terry Kennedy. I knew was here somewhere. You both attended the National Jamboree, and where was it this year? Was it in Virginia?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. We drove by when the my wife and I drove by. We saw signs, you know, saying Jamboree, exit here, and we were thinking it must be there. Tell me what that experience was like.
It was definitely fun. It is a worthwhile experience. I actually got to, as part of the Jamboree, got to play and part of the national band as a band member. It was really cool to meet many different people from many different areas and to see other people from, like, especially from the other side of the state, and just meet many people from around the world and just get to play and understand each other through one little common thing of music.
One thing I was wondering about is the geographic catchment, if you will, of the Jamboree. Are there multiple jamborees, or was this one bringing, I mean, were you meeting people from other countries and other states?
Yeah, it's basically, so it's people from all over America, and then I also met people from, like, Germany and Italy, so it's really cool.
That sounds amazing. What instrument do you play, by the way, Ellie?
So I mainly play saxophone right now, alto sax, but I also do know how to play clarinet. I'm learning how to play tin whistle. I know how to play piano and learning some other instruments on the side as well.
Excellent. Now, some people might be wondering what Scouts is all about these days, and I'm sure you're asked this kind of question a lot. When I was growing up, being a scout meant learning how to tie knots and maybe camping and learning how to start a fire. And believe it or not, I was taught how to bury trash properly to create a landfill. Can you believe that? There actually was a little lesson, and I'm not that old in how to do that. But Scouts has changed a lot over the past even over the past 10 years, let alone over the past 30 or so. How would you each more or less sum up the opportunity that is available for boys and girls much younger than you, and for teens too?
It's an amazing program. We also have the Cub Scout program as well. So it really helps with younger kids from kindergarten up to, I believe, fifth grade. So that's really cool because, you know, you can get the younger groups in, but also, you know, teenagers like myself. So
I definitely see scouting as a worthwhile experience to help teach you, especially leadership skills. Honestly, through school, it has helped me become a better leader and help guide other people through the different skills, and also helping teach younger kids on how to understand a topic. It's much easier through scouting, learning all those skills, and it's a safe place to fail. If you were to fail in scouting, it's honestly the safest place instead of failing in the real world.
That's a very good way of summing it up. When you think about leadership skills, those are transferable to pretty much anything you might be involved with. What are some of the key aspects of leadership that come to mind as you think about what you've learned and how it's maybe helped you?
I would say one of the key ones is keeping the group happy, because without like everyone being happy, it could bring certain people down and it could just like not be beneficial.
That's a great observation, and not necessarily making sure everybody gets their own way, I would imagine, but just making sure everybody feels heard, respected, mm-hmm. acknowledged, and not ignored by the process. What about you, Ellie?
I see scouting kind of with the leadership side, especially. I'm currently the SPL of my troop, which I'm running the whole troop, helping guide my younger kids and my patrol leaders and all my other people to understanding the roles and helping make our troop better. And I have to hear the views of everyone, which is honestly helpful to understand listening to everyone before you make your own decision.
That's huge. How many people are in your troop?
I think around about 15 now.
That's a lot of responsibility to do. Shane, are you in any kind of leadership roles as well?
I'm a junior assistant scoutmaster, so like basically in the second position to the like the head guy. So I did senior patrol leader though for 2 years in my troop, which is the most you can do. And then I was also SPL at Jamboree, so that was cool.
Senior patrol leader
at Jamboree.
And you all can't see these guys, but they must each have at least 30 badges, if not. Do you know exactly how many you each have?
I have 66 merit badges earned total. Through the Eagle ranks, every extra 5 merit badges you do equals a POM. So I done 3 rounds around, so I have 3 silver POMs.
Wow. And what about for you, Shane?
I have 47, I think. Wow. But I also have some that I earned at Jamboree that I got to do still. That doesn't include those, though.
I'm looking at the sashes each of you have on. I'm going to pick a badge and ask you about it, but then I want you to think about a badge you would like to describe that might surprise people that there even is such a badge. I see one, Shane. It looks like a railroad crossing.
This one?
Yeah. What's that all about?
So this is railroading merit badge. You basically just learn about different types of trains. You learn about safety around train tracks and just talk about trains mostly, you know.
Very cool. Did you actually go to a rail yard or switch yard?
No. But I have been before, so that was cool.
Now, I see Ellie was kind enough to make sure I could see everything she's wearing. I see one. It almost looks like an antenna tower. It's a turquoise. Yeah, that's it. What's
that? So that one is, I'm pretty sure, Pioneering Merit Badge, which is a lot of knots and making different structures that are actually stable and you can live under and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. It looks like that will sustain itself. So that sounds a little bit more like a classic scouting role. So you learn knots. What else?
A lot of knots and lashings are the big things, and kind of learning how to what you would use to with lashings, what you can all do with them, and it's really cool.
Excellent. Now, I see Shane looking over. It's like you have your resume with you all the time. Maybe that's what we should do. I've often thought that politicians should wear bumper stickers saying who's donated to them, just like we do at NASCAR and at the stadium, you know, who purchased ads. They could wear little patches. Your resume, things you've done are on your sashes. What's one that way you get clarity on a little bit about the background of a person? Which one would you like to tell us about that might surprise people that scouts even get into a particular thing?
Well, I'll go. One of the really cool ones is the welding merit badge. That's actually a merit badge where you actually get to work and use and learn all the different types of things with welding, see if you have an interest in welding. It was really cool because it's not something that actually shows up a lot anymore, is you can actually do welding in real life and just get to learn about it and all the different things behind it.
How did you apply those skills when you were learning about it?
Honestly, it was really cool because I'd actually never thought about welding at all. I didn't even think that was, at a time, the merit badge, as I'd never seen the opportunity to do it. I actually saw it at one of my summer camps that I went to. It was just really cool to take that opportunity, as it's not a common merit badge to even know about. It is a very rare one for people to get because it's really hard to locate.
Yeah, whether it be making arts or actually repairing or building something, very cool. What about you, Shane?
I would say an interesting one is pulp and paper, which is this one here. And because I've
Ellie nodded her head as soon as you said that.
Yeah, many people actually haven't seen have it. So it's really just about the process that goes from turning trees into, you know, paper products. So it's really cool.
And how did you learn about that in particular? Did you actually do some experiments to make the product? Do you remember how that went, basically?
I'm not sure.
It was very odd.
Yeah, it's very interesting. They have a bunch of diagrams. You know, we went through pictures of the processes and, like, different stages in them.
I'm glad you said I'm not sure, because that's a perfectly good answer. In fact, that's a leadership trait to say, you know, I'll find out, or I'm not sure, rather than to give an incorrect answer. I seem to remember there's like a slurry with pulp, and then it eventually gets dried and processed. I can't go too much deeper than that, but eventually you get paper, which is just fascinating. I see you both have, if you're just joining us, Shane Guile. I have that correct, I hope.
Guile.
Sorry about that. Shane Guile. And Ellie Lipnicki are here with us. They're representing Scouting America. And I was curious, Ellie has a hat, and I see you've got an epaulette that says Elevate on it. What is the – oh, you've got the epaulette, too. What does Elevate mean?
So Elevate was the theme of the National Jamboree. So it's basically just about climbing higher and trying new things.
That makes complete sense. If somebody is listening now, a parent or somebody younger that wanted to get involved in scouting, what would your... how would you summarize the benefits for somebody maybe thinking about it?
I would definitely say if you're interested at all in just kind of getting some leadership experience and just trying new things that you think aren't easy to do easily, I would definitely suggest scouting. It's a place you can fail safely and learn many new skills that you might not see the use of at first, but over time you start building those skills to have. And it's just something also to help later in life, like even having, if you don't even make Eagle, having those skills along hand that you've learned through scouting, it changes people's perspective on you because of the skills you've learned.
Ellie, when did you begin?
I started right as girls came in, so I think like 2018. I came in right before COVID, kind of, and I started as a Cub Scout, as a Wolf, and I've made it all the way up to Eagle now.
So you were seven or... eight when
I think I was six or 7 years old.
Wow. And Shane, when did you start?
I started as a Tiger. I don't know the exact year, but it would have been in first grade.
And any thoughts if you needed to convince somebody how to become a scout or convince somebody of the reasons why they might want to become a scout, how would you make that argument? What might some of the reasons the advantages from your perspective?
I would say really just opportunities. You go through so many different things in scouts, so many cool trips. I mean, even just merit badges too. Like, you learn so many things from them.
Excellent. And Terry Kennedy is here, and I saw that Terry had a note a moment ago. I would imagine it might be the website
it's
yeah, BeASCout.org is the website you use to, if you want to sign up, find either through Cub Side or Troop Side.
BeASCout.org, a universal website that you can use. Do either of you know what you might want to do when you get out of high school? Ellie is in 10th grade. Shane is in 11th grade. I know it's early, but people are always curious.
I'm not really sure. I kind of want to be a train engineer, which is something that I haven't heard people say. So I think it'd be really cool, and that would match my interests too.
Very interesting. I just happened to pick the train badge before, but with the amount of multimodal transit these days where large carriers are being put on trains, I can kind of see that as a career opportunity. What about you, Ellie?
I'm interested in going into a music teaching position when I get older, because I've enjoyed music. It kind of helps it with my life, and teaching me on top of scouting helped teach me how to actually get better at a reading disability, helped make me learn to slow down. It was just awesome to see the gifts of music, and I want to try to help other kids see the gifts of music.
You both have such bright futures ahead of you. Happy belated birthday to both of you. You're both August birthdays. Anything else either of you would like to say as we close? You're good. I just always like to ask that at the end. I have something else I'd like to say, which is thank you for being with us. There you've got Shane Giel and Ellie Lipnicki representing Scouting USA. Be a Scout. .org is the website that you can go to learn more.